on Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Oh, that's a terrific part by Jonas.
Please welcome Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas.
Oh, the inspirational leader of our footy club, Tommy Jonas. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Now, quite a few wounded at the moment. Some sore players down there. I know, Roo, you want to ask Tommy first up about one of them.
Just a bit of news filtering across the internet, Tommy, that Lachie Jones is going in for an ankle operation. He's going to be out for a month. Have you heard about that this morning?
Yeah, that came across the desk this morning, so that's disappointing for the young fella. I think bloody tough of him to finish off the game, but he'll be right. He'll get his rehab done and he'll be back and being the man child he is in a month or so.
Do you know what it actually is? What's wrong with the ankle?
I think it's a little syndesmosis similar to Butts' injury. So get that fixed up and he'll be right.
That's happening everywhere at the moment. So Patrick Dangerfield's had the operation as well. In the past, Tommy, people have just let that go and they've been out for sort of 6 to 8 weeks. So operating on these things is quite new.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a balance you can strike there. And if you wait the 6 weeks, it can still sometimes be no good. Whereas if you go in and tidy it up, basically you might be out for a little bit longer, but it's guaranteed to be right.
Okay. And Dan Houston, you said he was a little bit ginger still with his shoulder. Do you run the risk of making that a lot worse, or do you give him a week off?
That'll be one for Houston more so, whether he can manage the pain. I don't think there's more damage that can be done. So we've got a main session today and probably have a bit of a run around with the pink hat on, but it'll be more up to him and whether he thinks he can get through it, whether we put him on a wing or whack him inside and have to win some contested agate.
So pink hat meaning don't go near him, he's a little bit injured, just take it easy on him?
Yeah, you probably something you had back in the day, Roo.
I loved wearing pink hats. Yeah, I did actually, yeah. It's
these days he wears pink undies. Tommy, what about, I've seen, I reckon, some real brave players in the last couple of weeks, and I mean this seriously, like against Richmond, so many sore blokes at the end of the game. You were one of them. And then it happened again against Carlton. Gee, Hamish Hartlett, he could barely walk, could he?
Yeah, he's a bit worse for wear, Hammer, and you know how tough he is, so that's certainly saying something. And I think that's been one of the real positives out of the last 2 weeks is being able to get through games with real sore bodies and still get the win, in particular after backing up from Richmond and a couple of blokes going down again. So I'm really happy with the way we did that. And hopefully we get, a couple of weeks where we don't have blokes dropping like flies. But if that's the case, we just have to make do.
Oh, we're giving some other players some opportunity. You've got plenty of depth. Now, St Kilda have been a bit embarrassing this year. They were terrible last week in the second half, non-competitive at all. They've had a couple of group sessions this year where you get in a group and talk about how we're going, why we are, where we're at. So they're under the pump big time in the media and internally as well. Sometimes those sides can come out and deliver a really strong effort, and sometimes they can be terrible. You must prepare for them to be good.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Roo. When teams are their back against the wall, they really want to come out fighting, and we know they're a quality group, and they got us over here last year, so we're really keen to bounce back and give them one for last year and hopefully put them away. But like you said, generally teams will throw the kitchen sink and we'd want to be ready for it.
Now, Tommy, I'm hoping Roo's got a bit of spare time this weekend. Roo, I want to take you to the pictures. I want to take you to the movies this weekend.
The Port Adelaide movie.
As of today,
I'd
this is
like
Port
to
Adelaide.
Go and watch it.
This is Port Adelaide, it's called. Have you seen it, Tom?
Yeah, we got a little advanced screening, some tidy work. So
spine tingling. Spine
tingling. Too much of my mug in there, but it's a great little production. They've done a great job. So any Port supporters out there, or just
cinemas right around Australia, and as of today here in Adelaide,
around
you can go
Australia.
Yeah, everywhere they're previewing it right around in the major cinemas in the capital cities, and here from today, Wallace Cinemas and Palace Nova in Adelaide. If you want to go and see, this is Port Adelaide. Now, Tommy, you're going to be a busy man. Tell us about Tasting Australia.
Yeah, so myself and Ebo and our little wine venture, Hey Diddle, are doing an event in a couple of weeks with ex-Wallaby Nathan Sharp's wine business as well. So it's going to be a little group tasting, a bit of banter and a bit of good fun. So the big wine lover you are, Dits, I'm sure you'll be down there. And Roo, I know you look like you played rugby union, so I'm sure
Now, it says here, Tommy, East End Cellars Masterclass. East End Cellars, it's hardly the Alberton Hotel, is it? It's a bit different.
Yeah,
a bit upmarket.
Bit out of my comfort zone, but if you saw Evo swanning around at the moment, you'd see that it probably fits in perfectly.
Right,
so we'll be up there tasting some more.
Just before you go, Tommy, if you're not going to the movies today or you've been watching Dancing with the Stars, I've heard a little rumour around that... back in your day, you might have dislocated your knee on the dance floor at schoolies. Is that right or not?
I don't know who would have dobbed me in for that one, but there may be some truth to that. Obviously,
some or...
That sounds like very vigorous dancing.
I just thought I'd get into the resilience building early. So
Did you dislocate your knee?
They need to be. Yeah, kneecap. Yeah,
kneecap on the dance floor in schoolies.
That's why I don't dance. It's dangerous.
Didn't stop me though, Roo. I still had 3 days in the after.
When I dance, I look like I've dislocated my knee before. I haven't done it, Tommy. So well done, mate. All the best this weekend. It's going to be a great game at Adelaide Oval. Sunday night, the Anzac Day clash. Port Adelaide do it brilliantly. And I think you'll give them a hiding. Tommy, keep up the good work, mate.
Cheers, boys. I can't wait.
Good on you, Tommy Jonas. And just a reminder, that Tasting Australia event, if you want to head along, because their wine's really nice, Hey Diddle. East End Cellars Masterclass called Off the Field. It's Saturday the 1st of May, okay? So,
double to give away?
We have. If you'd like to go along, see Ebo and Tommy Jonas and everyone. This is valued at $220.
All right.
These tickets.
First one through, 1-3-3-5-3 if you want to head along.